Chapter 4, Just Fun. "Good morning, honey," Gloria said to me when I walked into the kitchen. I woke to the smell of eggs and bacon and didn't want to miss out on it, so I quickly got up. When I reached the top of the stairs, I realized that Gloria probably wasn't used to seeing a naked boy in the morning. I always tried it with my mom, and every time, she'd send me back upstairs to put on some clothes. So I quickly got back in my room, slipped on my pajama bottoms, and headed downstairs. As I sat down, I noticed it was a bit too obvious I was a boy. No underwear and half a boner inside the thin fabric of a pajama made it impossible to miss that. Gloria looked, but she didn't say anything and just smiled at me. "Morning," I grumbled, "that smells amazing." "Thanks, honey. Did I wake you?" "Yeah. But there are worse ways to wake up," I smiled, feeling more awake already. Gloria poured me a glass of OJ and set a plate with eggs, bacon, and toast in front of me. I looked at her, and she smiled sweetly at me. "Eat up, honey. Don't let it get cold," she said and ruffled my hair. "Oh, don't worry," I said and already had a piece of bacon in my hand, ready to be devoured. After the second load of toast, I asked, "Where's Glenn?" "He's working in the studio. He asked if you could help him after you woke up." I took my now empty plate and walked over to the kitchen counter. I opened the dishwasher and noticed the clean dishes were still in there. So I bent over and took a few plates in my hand. "Oh, honey. You don't need to do that now. Just get dressed and go help Glenn," Gloria said and patted me playfully on my ass. "You sure?" "I don't mind helping," I said, inwardly glad I could go and help Glenn. "Go. Brush your teeth and get dressed. Quick. It's going to be a hot day, so the sooner you're done in the studio, the better," she laughed. I entered the studio 5 minutes later and saw Glenn fiddling with some kitchen equipment. He lit up when he saw me come in. "Scott. Great. Can you help me, please?" he asked with a mix of panic and frustration in his voice. The next 2.5 hours were filled with us taking pictures of several different kitchen appliances for the manufacturer's catalog. Halfway through the shoot, I took off my shirt as sweat formed on my forehead. But even in just my short sweat shorts, it was still hot as hell under these lights. After I rotated the last appliance and readjusted the spotlight, Glenn finally said, "That's a wrap." And he started smiling. I noticed the sweat on his head too, but he seemed way less bothered with it than I was. "Aren't you hot?" I asked, wiping the sweat away with an old towel. "A bit. But being born in the Caribbean has its advantages." "Yeah, but still. Isn't it a drier heat at Isla de Aquí?" "Oh duh. La Isla de Aquinas," Glenn helped, "and yes. It is a bit different over there, but I guess I'm still better built for these temperatures than most people in this area." "Well, I'm not built for it. That's for sure," I complained. "I got the pool ready last week. So we can go swimming if you like. After we've cleaned up in here, of course." "Love to. But I didn't bring my trunks," I said, feeling a bit disappointed. "So what? No need to wear your swimming trunks. No one can see you but Gloria and me. And the two of us usually swim without them too." "Really? Will you let me do that?" I said, feeling excited. I wanted to go skinny dipping for a long time. I read about it in the Huckleberry Finn book and I've wanted to try it ever since. But my parents would never allow me to. So when Glenn permitted me to do so, it got me all hyped up. "Really? Let's get ready here so we can get wet." Glenn smiled. I cleaned up everything in record time, not caring about the sweat forming all over my body. Glenn just smiled at me as I hauled all the stuff into the back room. He took care of the cameras and stuff, and I took care of the rest. After putting away the last table and closing the door to the storage room, I looked at Glenn. If I didn't know any better, he was stalling. He worked agonizingly slow and still had to store 2 lenses. "What is it, bud?" Glenn smiled as he looked as I was stressing around like an overactive dog that needed to stay in his basket. "You're so slow," I whined. "Relax," Glenn chuckled, "we've got all afternoon. Your parents won't be here until 8. I know. But I want to go swimming. And you're taking like? Forever. Almost done here. Why don't you go and ask Gloria for the sunscreen? You'll probably need it. I realized Glenn was right. I haven't been in the sun lately since this was one of the first hot days in months. And my butt, but more importantly, my willy didn't see any sun at all. So, glad I could do something, I got up and ran to the door, shouting, "Be right back!" over my shoulder. "Do you have sunscreen for us?" I said, panting after running toward the house and finding Gloria sitting in the kitchen. Gloria giggled when she saw me run inside but immediately got to her feet and said, "Sure, honey. Just a second." I followed her as she opened the cabinet in the hallway, found the bottle, and closed it again. I practically grabbed the bottle from her hands and said, "Thanks. Glenn says I can go skinny dipping in the pool. Isn't that neat?" Gloria laughed loudly. "Sure, honey. That's pretty neat. Have fun." "Thanks," I said and raced back to the studio. As I entered the studio, I almost bumped into Glenn. "Got the sunscreen?" he asked, smiling down at me. "Yeah. I do. Can we go swimming now?" "Sure thing, bud. Let's go to the pool." I walked over quickly, almost running, as Glenn walked behind me. Finally, I reached the deck and looked over at Glenn. I hooked my thumbs in the waistband of my shorts and underwear and pulled them down. I sprayed the sunscreen over my upper body, arms, and legs. "Want me to do your back?" Glenn's dark voice said beside me. "Yes, please. I can't reach it," I said, moving my hands to my back to make my point. "Spray some on your hands to do your peter and balls. Trust me. You don't want a sunburn down there." I did just that and handed Glenn the bottle. Rubbing the slippery stuff over my willy was a lovely feeling. Before I knew it, I was boned up completely but kept rubbing the slippery sunscreen on it. "Just make sure you don't get burned, not jacket." Glenn chuckled as his big hands rubbed over my back and the top of my ass. "Sorry. It just feels so good," I panted a bit. "I know, bud. But there's a time and place for everything. Even jacking." So I reluctantly stopped rubbing my boner and ensured all the white parts around my groin were covered in sunscreen. Then, I turned around and looked at Glenn. I noticed his eyes were on my boner, but I didn't care. I wanted to swim with him and have fun in the pool. "Just a few seconds to let your skin absorb the sunscreen," Glenn said as he took off his shirt. I had seen Glenn without his shirt before, but this was the first time I noticed how well-built he was. He wasn't buff with six packs and 0% fat and stuff. But he was a big, muscular guy with a small heart tattooed just above his left nipple. His chest was almost hairless, except for a stripe of hair running from his belly button into his pants. As he started unbuckling his belt, I felt butterflies in my stomach. Was he going skinny dipping too? I didn't see it coming but felt excited that he appeared to do so. I never saw a grown man's willy. Not even my dad's, and I realized I was very curious about it. My stiff willy twitched with anticipation, although I didn't even know it was because of that at the time. My eyes were glued to Glenn's crotch, and after the zipper came down and I saw a glimpse of his white cotton boxers, I knew I was going to see his willy. Glenn stepped out of his pants, folded them, and laid them neatly on top of his shirt. All the while, I kept looking at the bulbs that moved inside his boxers. It didn't occur to me back then that you shouldn't stare at a man's dick like that, but I was so anxious to see it that I probably would have forgotten this rule anyways. When Glenn hooked his fingers inside the waistband of his boxers, I heard myself suck in a breath. Glenn didn't respond to that and just kept pulling down his boxers. Looking back, he probably knew I was curious as hell about this stuff, and he was willing to show me. The moment his boxers started sliding down and more of his willy came into view, I felt like I was watching a slow-motion movie. First came his pubes into view. A thick, lush bush of curly hair I only saw before in Glenn's pictures. After the base of his willy appeared, my eyes went big. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. A thick tube of flesh that seemed to go on and on as his boxers moved down. I know now that Glenn is just an average male with a little over 4-inch soft dick. But to me, it looked massive. The moment his boxers dropped, I noticed another big difference with my own Willy. I had a reddish pig tip on it, but Glenn's skin seemed to go on. "You've got a big one," I blurted out and looked at my thin, almost 4-inch stoopy sticking out from my groin. "Ha ha! No, I don't bud. It's about as average as they come," Glenn smiled. "What about the tip?" I asked. As I said this, I extended my finger to touch the skin where his tip should be. Glenn coughed the moment I touched it, but he didn't move. So I moved my finger up and realized his shaft felt the same as the tip. I pulled back my hand and noticed Glenn's willy grew a bit longer. It wasn't stiff or something, just a little bigger than when I first saw it. "It's called circumcision. You've been circumcised, or cut as some people call it, when you were a baby. I'm not." "Oh," I said, looking down at my reddish dickhead, "why?" "Well, some people do it because of hygiene reasons. Some religions do it, and sometimes there's a medical reason to do it when the foreskin is too tight. That extra skin is called foreskin, right?" I asked, putting two and two together. "Check, smartass. You've got more questions?" Glenn asked, smiling. I thought about it for a moment and then quickly ran off, shouting, "Last one in is a rotten egg!" and sprinted to the pool, where I cannonballed myself into the water. The moment I resurfaced, a big splash of water washed over me, causing me to cough. When Glenn's head came out of the water, we both started laughing and roughhousing. I was trying to dunk Glenn, but I really didn't stand a chance in dunking him because he was so much bigger than me. But that didn't mean I wasn't going to try. So I jumped on his back, tried kicking against the back of his knees, pressed on his head, but all attempts failed miserably. Glenn, on the other hand, dunked me several times. And each time he did, I looked at his woolly underwater. It was floating a bit, and the now wet pubes laid flat at his skin, making his woolly seem even bigger. At one point, as I kept climbing up his back, my now soft woolly went hard again because of the friction against Glenn's backside. I noticed this but didn't care. I just wanted to dunk Glenn. "Look out, bud. You'll stab me with that thing." He laughed as I kept squirming on his back. Glenn reached around, grabbed me by my leg, and pulled me off. The moment I fell, his other hand grabbed me fully on my ass in an attempt to prevent me from getting away. It all happened really fast, and before I knew it, Glenn had me pinned in a bear hug with my back toward his front. As he held me tightly, I felt his woolly brush against my ass, and an idea popped up. I inched my hand in between our bodies, and before Glenn could react, I firmly wrapped my hand around his woolly. Glenn responded the way I expected him to do. He slightly loosened his grip and pulled his hips back a little. That was enough for me to wrap my right leg backward around his right leg and push back against his hips with my whole body weight. Glenn started shifting his feet on the swimming pool floor, and moments later, he fell backward into the water. Before he fell down completely, I wiggled myself free and barely managed to stay on my feet. But the moment I realized I dunked Glenn, I stuck my arms triumphantly in the air and yelled, "Yeah! Woo!" I did this long enough so Glenn could hear it as he resurfaced, coughing and rubbing his eyes clean from the water. "Damn! You managed to dunk me! Didn't think you had it in you," he smiled. Gloria came out of the house to check if there was anything wrong and to find out what all the fuss was about, but once she realized what happened, she smiled and gave me a thumbs up. "I'm going grocery shopping in a bit. You boys behave, alright?" After that, Glenn and I start throwing a ball at each other. We were both at opposite ends of the pool, and occasionally I had to get out of the water to get a ball I missed catching. I loved how it felt to run around naked. And since Glenn and Gloria didn't mind me doing so, I planned on doing this a lot more. As I was standing on Glenn's shoulders in the pool, ready to make an atomic bomb, Gloria again came out of the house. I stood with my front toward her, and I could see her eyes fly briefly to my crotch. It was very brief, and I didn't care at all, but I doubted at that moment if she was really okay with both of us naked in the pool. It was a very short moment, and at the time, it barely registered. But looking back, I think she had second thoughts about us in the pool this way. "I'm out. Be back in about an hour and a half. Don't drown, okay?" She smiled. I jumped as high as I could and formed myself into a ball. Then, with a big splash, I landed in the water. When I came back up, I was a bit disappointed because only a few drops of water had hit Gloria's dress. Glenn and I waved at her and assured her we would be okay. Glenn and I played some more games in the pool. We played a weird form of tag, and Glenn challenged me to swim as long underwater as I could. In the end, I managed to do back and forth laps in the pool, each time swimming under Glenn's spread legs. During the last run, I came up too quickly and apparently crushed Glenn's balls in the process. This pretty much ended our time in the pool. I was getting tired, and Glenn wanted to get out but didn't admit he was tired. Glenn just wanted to relax in the shade a little. So we walked over to the swimming pool chairs together and laid down on them. Glenn kept calling the chairs chaise lounges, which I found a ridiculous name. "Make sure to put on some new sunscreen, bud," Glenn said, looking over. "The water washed off most of the stuff you rubbed on before." I realized he was right, got up, and grabbed the bottle of sunscreen. I lay back in the chair and started rubbing it over my chest and legs. As I reached my groin section, I felt myself grow stiff again. And by the time it was my Willy's turn, I was at full mast. Rubbing in the sunscreen felt terrific. My slippery hand rubbing over my Willy made me extremely horny. I heard myself moan again, but Glenn didn't react this time. It did make me aware of him sitting next to me, and his earlier words resonated in my head. There was a time and place for this sort of stuff. So I looked over at Glenn and saw he was looking at my stroking hand. But in his lap, I saw the first grown man's boner in my life. And it looked huge to my untrained eye. The shock of seeing Glenn's stiff willy caused my hand to stop moving. "You can keep going if you want," Glenn whispered. "But you said that." I trailed off. "I know what I said. But Gloria is gone, and it's just us, so..." "Really?" I moaned as my hand moved again, almost on its own. "We can do it together if you like," Glenn softly said. I looked him in his eyes, and I could see something I never saw before. Glenn looked worked up, or angry, but not quite that. He just looked indifferent. I later learned he was horny as fuck, but I thought he was a bit mad at the time. "Sure. I don't mind," I answered as casually as I could. I didn't want to anger him even more, but I was also curious as hell about how another boy did it. And especially a boy with a willy this size. Seeing Glenn's hand wrap itself around his boner was mesmerizing. My hand kept stroking my stiffy, but my attention focused more on what was happening in the chair next to me. Glenn's hand started moving up and down, and I could see his dickhead peeking out of his foreskin with each downward stroke. I heard Glenn moan and looked at his face. His eyes were still fixed on my stroking hand, so I figured it was okay to watch his action too. So my attention went back to the movement between Glenn's legs when I noticed I was getting a tingle in my spine. Looking at Glenn's hard willy and stroking hand caused my good feeling to come even quicker than last night. Of course, the lubrication from the sunscreen probably amplified that feeling a lot too. "Oh," I moaned as I felt my dick start to tingle. "Hum," Glenn moaned, and I could see his balls move and his sack more prominent now as he was tugging harder at his dick than when he started. "Oh. Ah. Ah. I. Oh. I think it's happening. Ah. Again. Keep going. Hum. Bud. Me. Ah. Two. I. Ah was all I managed. The moment my orgasm hit me, I just had to close my eyes. I only saw white flashes in front of my eyes as I felt my willy kick and twitch in my hand. Me. Ah. Two. Glenn moaned pretty loudly beside me. My willy was still kicking as I opened my eyes to see what was happening with Glenn. He gave it one last downward tug. Then, a moment later, I saw something flying out of his willy, splattering down on his chest. And another, and another. 5 spurts in total flew out of his dick, and Glenn was panting heavily. Only a tiny dribble kept coming out of his willy. Now that the spurting had stopped, I realized this was the sperm I had read about in school. I felt the urge to touch it and inspect it but wasn't sure what Glenn would think about that. "Oh wow. That was," Glenn said between pants. is that? Sperm? I asked as I extended my arm and gave in to my curiosity. Yeah. That's my sperm. Or cum. I like that word better, to be honest, Glenn said, smiling. The moment my finger scooped up a bit of his cum, I was surprised by the warmth of it. I moved it toward my face, where I examined it closely. It was a bit sticky and looked a little bit like the glue we used at school. I sniffed it, and it didn't smell bad, so I decided to extend my tongue and find out what it would taste like. The taste didn't put me off, but I didn't actually love the taste either. It was. Okay. Right, I said after I decided it wasn't too gross. Just wait until you taste your own cum. You'll like that better. I promise, Glenn chuckled. I guess. It does look a little like sunscreen on your belly this way. You only need to rub it in. Yeah. Well. I don't do that. It'll be sticky all day. I'm going to clean up. Be back in a second, Glenn said and walked into the house. Moments later, he came back out, looking like nothing out of the ordinary had happened. He was carrying two big glasses of Coke and handed me one. After he sat down, we didn't talk about what had happened. Instead, we just talked about photography, nature, the military, the island he grew up on, and just small talk. This way, what we did felt natural. We were just two guys that did something naughty, but it was okay. We were having fun, and Glenn showed me new ways of having fun. That was all. But I liked it. I liked it a lot.